not the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council. This gentleman here says that increasing U.S. arms sales to the Middle East has transformed the region into an explosive barrel. Speaking at the International Security Conference in Russia's Sochi, Ali Shamkhani underlined that Washington uses Iranophobia as a false pretext to trigger a regional arms race. He pointed out that the U.S. sells over 70% of its weapons production to countries in this region. The senior official noted that such a vital line of economic profitability for the U.S. is the root cause of all regional conflicts. Shamkhani says that Washington's distinct approach is to create insecurity and destabilization in the Middle East. He says that the ultimate objective of such a policy is to expand the American military presence and at the same time interfere in the internal affairs of independent nations. Now let's go to London again. This time we have political commentator Rodney Shakespeare via Skype joining me. Professor, good to have you with us. What do you have to say? Let's have your comments regarding Mr. Shamkhani's comment. He says that 70%, big number, of the arms production of the U.S. goes to the Middle East region. Is this how can you provide security? He says that this is only fanning up insecurity by selling that much arms to this region. Let us have your comments.
Yes. The Secretary of the Iranian Security Council is correct. The USA is pumping in arms and ammunition and creating a powder keg in the Middle East. But it's actually worse than that. Because you see, if you look at to whom is the recipient of the arms, these are the autocratic, anti-democratic regimes. There is a relationship between the USA and a tiny anti-democratic elite. And the USA supports the elite in exchange for the elite buying the arms. And ultimately, the USA is supporting the elite against its own people. And now you understand why the USA hates Iran, because Iran is a profoundly a democratic society. Now you know why the USA hates the and is supporting a monstrous massacre of people. Now you know why the USA supports the killer Khalifa in Bahrain. And thus it goes on all the time. These arms sales are to that narrow, corrupt elite to support the elite to suppress democracy. For the message should be, the USA is profoundly anti-democratic, and that is its ultimate purpose. In the same way as it supports Israel against those who want to maintain the interests of the mass of the people, which is that there should be no expansion of Israel. The USA is profoundly anti-democratic, and these arms sales are the evidence of it.
Exactly. And just recently, as you see, Professor, Trump is also asking regional states to pay for the U.S. boots on the ground in this region. That was also highlighted recently. It looks like it's only money that matters, not security.
The ultimate thing in this is anti-democracy. You see, there's no political principle with the USA, no morality at all. But you look at it, the whole thing adds up. This idea that the USA is for democracy, please forget it. It is about, where did the USA get this idea from? It got it from the British Empire. It's how the British maintained their empire, by deals with corrupt elites, to support the elites, to suppress local democracy. And now you know why that you've got Israel, Saudi Arabia and America in an evil alliance. Ultimately, it's not just about arms sales, it's about suppressing democracy right the way throughout the Middle East. And we ought to stand up and say the anti-democratic forces in the Middle East are led by the USA, Israel and Saudi Arabia.
All right, I appreciate your comments. Rodney Shakespeare, political commentator, joining me live from London.